just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
When God comes as teacher, he teaches us drills. The word drill has yet another meaning. You must have seen carpenters. They have drill machine. Zen masters say that meditation is like drilling. Meditation is like a drill machine where you drill. And when you drill something, for example, you want to make a hole, so you start drilling here. So initially, there is resistance, and the resistance persists. And suddenly a time comes where you get the feeling of giving. The resistance is gone. Keep on drilling, drilling, drilling. And suddenly you reach the other end and the resistance goes away. Meditation is like that. You drill your mind. You drill into your heart. You keep on drilling and drilling and drilling. And then a time comes. Suddenly the resistance is gone. There's a feeling of giving. That stage where the thoughts fall down, where the vices drop down, and you reach a thoughtless stage suddenly one day. The mind becomes calm. The influx reduces. That stage is the stage of samadhi, perfect stillness. Buddha has called this stage as nirvana. Nirvana mean? What is the meaning of the word nirvana? Nirvana means extinguishing of the lamp. That stage is called nirvana. The word nirvana means the lamp, the fire which was there, is gone. Bujhna. Extinguishing of a lamp is known as Nirvana. So suddenly, you reach, you achieve, you enter into that deep stage of meditation. It is known as Satori in Zen philosophy. It's known as Samadhi in Hinduism. It's known as Nirvana in Buddhism. It's known as Kevala Gyan in Jainism. It's known as Beatitude in Christianity. It's known as being perfect as the Father in Christianity. So they have used different words. Some people, the mystics, the Sufis, they call it rapture, ecstasy, unmad, the very blissful stage of joy, bliss. Kabir has called it Surati. Nanak has called it Simran. Devotees, they call it a stage where the soul is drowned in the love of God. Divine intoxication. So as you meditate, you reach these higher stages of consciousness. There is something known as consciousness. Another is subconsciousness. And the third is unconsciousness. And the fourth is then superconsciousness. This is the highest. Ordinarily, we spend our life unconscious. Sometimes we were totally unconscious or in coma-like stage. And the mistakes happen. And there is something known as subconscious as well. But spirituality is reaching that stage of superconsciousness. So yesterday we were seeing this divine message of 15th Avyakta Sandesh, 15th November, September 2011. So Baba was meeting with ORC group. Also, it was 75th year. So, celebration were going on. Baba is meeting with Kumaris. So what Baba is saying? Dekho, amrit vele to uthte ho, lekin har ek ki avastha apni apni hoti hai. Jaise milan manate ho, vaise milan manate raho. Lekin, man ki drill bhi karo. Have that divine communion with God at Amrit Vela. But at the same time, continue this mental drill, this spiritual drill, this intellectual drill. Jaise yahan ki duniya mein kehte hai drill karna zaruri hai. Jaise Baba ke teen roop hai, aise har bacche ke bhi teen roop hai. Just as Father has got three forms, you also have got three forms. Brahmin, angel and deity. Har bacche ke Brahman, farishta aur devta ya teen roop hai. In teeno roopo ki drill karo aur uska anubhav karo. Jo roop aap chaho, us roop ka anubhav karo. Jaise mansa seva par attention hai, se swa prati ya mansa drill karo, yani bhinna bhinna roop ka anubhav karo. To aapka man ekdam controlling power aur ruling power mein aa jayega. फिर आप अंत में सर्कमस्टेंस अनुसार जिस स्वरूप की आवश्यकता होगी तो आप स्वरूप बदल उस स्वरूप में स्थित हो जाएंगे जिस स्वरूप का अनुभव करना चाहो कराना चाहो करा सकोगे. So just as Father has three forms, you also have got three forms. Brahmin, deity and angelic form. Just as that drill is needed, this drill is also needed. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you want to remain healthy, do what? If you want to remain healthy, you should have dharana of jnana and yoga. Then only you will remain healthy. Otherwise, this body will rot. This is divine nature cure. Yesterday's Murli. They do temporary nature cure. This is nature cure for 21 births. Permanent. So you have got three forms. Brahmin, deity, and angel. The other day we were discussing what are the points in these forms. So there are seven poems. We will take out 7 points in each one of these. First, deity. What are the features of deity? What are the features? How do we describe deities? Devta. Sampurna. No? Nirvikari. So viceless. Second. Dhalna. Sampurna pure. So it's same. Pure or viceless. They are always cheerful. Okay. Second. Third. Non-violent. Ahinsak. Sola. Okay, that even you can omit that. Then, 16 celestial degree full. So they are full of all the arts. Then, all divine virtues, Divya Gunmurta. They are divine, full of all the divine virtues. 16 celestial degree full. Totally viceless or pure, Sampurna Pavitra. Then, cheerful. What else? Okay, what else? That will come in purity. What are the qualities of deities? Yeah? Mm-hmm. What else? Soul conscious. They have natural soul consciousness, though they don't have God consciousness. They are not body conscious. They are not role conscious. They are not health conscious. What are they? They are not God conscious also. They have no idea about who God is. Even if they are not crying out, even if God comes there, what will happen? If Shiva suddenly enters into the body of one of the deities, nobody might get attracted. But what he will tell, but there's nothing to tell. It's a good topic to churn. If God enters the golden age, suddenly enters the body of one of the deity and starts speaking. What he will speak first of all? That's the question. So they are soul conscious. They have natural soul consciousness. They don't have to use affirmations, self-hypnosis or drills that I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. No. They don't have to think who they are, but they are. So, what else? Qualities of deities? What else? What else? Natural nature. Yeah, they are full of all the, Baba talks of them as Maryada Purushottam. All the codes of conduct. They are full in that. There won't be any conduct of immorality on their part. So these are all the features of deities. Now come to angel. How are angels? They are light. They have got feathers. Then they are bodiless. They have body but subtle body. Body of light. Body of angel. Subtle body, casual body, rainbow body, astral body. Okay, so that is one. What else? They are God's messengers. Incarnate. They are incarnations. They incarnate. They are God's messengers. What else? They are full of good wishes and pure feeling for all. What else? Their dress is shiny. Angels? What else? Okay. What else? They don't stay on earth. They fly. They are flying angels. They don't like to put their feet on this earth. They stay above earth. What else? No, they are free. They don't have any boundary. Limitations. Then? What else? They have relationships with one father. Farishta means all relationships with one father. What else? They are the complete form. Okay. What else? Free. Food freedom. Right. Food freedom. No physical. They are free from all attachments. They are free from desires. Desire is a dangerous thing. What is the difference between Golden Age, Silver Age? Golden Age and this Kali Yuga. There are desire free and there is desire. This is the landmark here. Deities are free from desires and humans are full of desires. That's why they suffer and that's why deities don't suffer. Because they don't have desire. What else? Angels are free from temperature effect. Okay. What else? Since they are not made up of five elements, so five elements don't touch them. No, they are free from all attachment. They are free from desires. They are free from vices. They are free from vikarma. They are free from illnesses, sicknesses. They are free from... We can go very fast. So these are all about angels. What about Brahmins? What are our specialities? Unlimited. Still, some basics. What are we? Mouth-born creation of Brahma. What else? This is easy. Who we are. What we are. Allah Lok. Baba says, you're people of God. There was a man who was fired and he became jobless, unoccupied, unemployed. So he had a faith in, he was a born Christian. So he went to the church and the father was sitting there and he sat and he told, Father, I have become jobless. I am so unhappy. I don't know how to earn my livelihood now. My wife, my children are famishing. What should I do? The father showed as if he had not heard. He felt, okay, father is old man. He might be hard of hearing. So he went slightly ahead. And he again told, Father, see what has happened to me. I am unemployed. I am sacked. I am fired. I am without money. What should I do now? The father showed as if he has not heard. The man thought this person is quite hard of hearing. So he moved slightly ahead. And the father was sitting and the man was sitting down. And again he narrated his story. I am unemployed. I am sacked. I am fired. I don't know what to do. I am without money. Teach me. How should I approach God and what should I do? The father said, what? He thought this is an impossible man. So he got up and went to his ears. And then he again told his stories. And the father just answered something. Rather, he whispered. And the father said, just do the same now. You're far away from God. That's why, how can he hear you? You keep on moving closer and closer and closer and closer to him. And only when you are very close to him, then you can hear what he speaks, what he says. Otherwise, how will you hear? You are sitting there, he is speaking from here. And he talks in whispers. He is the God of silence. You are humans of voice. So if you want to listen to that silence, if you want to listen to his voice, the distance should be less. Just go very close to him. Put a ear like this. And then hear what he says. So Brahmins are those who are close to God. They know him. What else? Brahmins are those who study. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, just as in Laukik, Students go to school and they come home and then they revise. One is known as classwork, another is known as homework. So what do you write in the class? That is a classwork. So whatever tasks you are given, that is homework. So you go to school, you do classwork. You go home, you do homework. So every classwork should be followed by homework. People don't love homeworks. They make excuses. No student loves homework. They feel that whatever we did in school, that's enough. Done. Now why to again open the school books once we are at home? School is for studying, home is for enjoyment. That's what they think. But the sincere and the smart students are those who study hard. Uchan. In today's Sakar Murli again, while talking with that Bombay group or Bombay, Baba said, you should love the wealth of father. This is father's wealth. You must love his wealth. So Brahmins are those who are sincere students, who are smart students, who study, who do their homeworks. These are Brahmins. What else? They are honest. Okay. They are God's helpers. They are helping him in his task of establishing purity. What else? They are God's messenger. They are God's helper. They are God's cooperative souls. They are God's what? God's people. They are God's salesmen who sell the product of Jnana and Yoga. So practice this drill. How do you practice? You bring your Brahmin form in front of you. Think of it. Churn it. Go into depth of it. Visualize it. And then gradually move towards your deity form. And you can move towards your angelic form. To move towards this form is to visualize these forms and bring all those points associated with that form. And to feel it deeply, very deeply. One method of doing the drill is daydreaming. Daydreaming. Just sit and dream that I am an angel. I am flying. It's a simple daydreaming. I am a deity. Daydream. Daydreaming is easy. Okay, so these are the three forms. So practice this drill. Just as Zen say, meditation is like drilling. So you keep on drilling, 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 drilling. Resistance, resistance, resistance. A time will come, no resistance. Drilling complete. So meditation is same as drill machine. So keep on drilling, 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 drilling. A time will come. You will enter and become like the Father. So drill has got two meanings. One is this exercise and another is drill, make a hole here in the heart, in the brain, in the head, in the consciousness. Penetrate it deeply. Initially there will be resistance and then a giveaway feeling. Om Shanti.